Attraction, that is the most fundamental element everywhere. All else can be eliminated, ignored, forgotten, if we come in the touch of attraction, love. Everything can be ignored if we are in connection with love. Gaurhari, the fulfillment of our existence, or the existence of everything, is in love. Love is the principle and the center, which is the only fulfillment of everything, every existence. The very gist of existence is there, can't be ignored, but challenged by any other forms or aspect of other substance or existence. Unchallengeable. Absolute king. Absolute king, emperor, is love. None can stand in comparison with that. All will have to accept defeat coming in clash with that principle of love. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Mahaprabhu pointed out the thing that is the most substantial thing in this world. Whatever we see and find and experience and come in connection with, the most central necessity and the fulfillment is there. Love. In the Bhagavatam, it draws the extract from the whole revealed scriptures and says that love, divine, that is the most desirable original entity. We must not allow ourselves to run hither and thither for searching for our base fulfillment, this thing, that thing, so many other things. But forcibly taking our attention, concentrate you in this line, this is the highest in the creation meant for you, in the Jahanati. So give up your wild goose chasing habit and collect and concentrate all your might to progress in this line, to try to go to the temple of love, divine. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. What's the time?
9:15.
Gaurhari. वृंदावने किमपि गुल्मलतु शरीरं यातस्थजं स्वजनं आर्यपथञ्च हित्वा भैजोन्मुकुन्दपदवीं श्रुतिभिर्विमुक्तां स्वजनं आर्यपथञ्च हित्वा risk. The background of risk, that also enhances more. A necessary part of the highest form of love, to risk the so-called achievement. What is the achievement? The standard of so much so-called purity ever found in this world, at the risk of that, the quest of love divine, that is, that commands the highest position. Krishna, Krishna. Very carefully that should be taken. The line of Newton, the greatest knower of everything, he says that I know nothing. That is the way. As much as one is the mist of purity, so much he thinks that I am impure. That is the nature of infinite measurement. Measurement. I have nothing. Because the charm is so infinite, it cannot but be estimated in that way. More they achieve, the more they thirst, more earnestness. Realization towards infinite is of that characteristic. As much as one can progress, so much he thinks himself to be helpless to go farther or measure. It does not come into the plane of measurement. Nothing, nothing, nothing. Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. Mukam karoti vachal, angum langhayati girim, yat kripa tamahum avandhi. We cannot understand, we cannot find ourselves qualified to give any expression about that, so we become dumb. What shall I say? What shall I say? But he makes us say to open mouth, to open our mouth. Otherwise, the reader, the knower, he becomes dumb, a bona fide searching person becomes dumb with his ways. Cannot give any expression to that. But the power from high comes to make him give some statement. In that way, the truth from that power comes here. Mukam karoti bhacharam. They begin to say, give vent to their feeling, pressed by the higher entity. Pangung langhayati girim. He has got no power of his own that he can walk, but his wonderful power can help him to cross the mountain. Yat-kripa. This is the nature of the grace of the Almighty, of the Akshara. By His power, everything can move, live. Yato vayunani jayanti yena jatani jivanti yat pajanti pavisham vishanti. The cause of production, the cause for subsistence, for sustenance. Production, sustenance, and again withdrawal. Evolve, evolution, and dissolution, and sustenance in the middle. The prime cause, the universal cause. Yadava imani bhutani jayam jena jatani jivanti jat pajanti avishang vishanti. Pajanti avishang vishanti. Twice, this is repetition. Superficially, repetition. Jat pajanti, towards whom then avishang vishanti. And finally enters. At the time of dissolution, that is, sister Sanghar, everything disappears into the subtle existence at the wholesale dissolution of this world. But again, with the evolution, they come out. And Avishang Vihanti, they enter into the Leela, permanent Leela. They do not come back into this world of exploitation and renunciation. Tantam jitab jikkāsasra, vijikkāsasra. Enquire after him. What do you do? Make enquiry where you are. Where you are. And the inquiry must have such broad form. And making inquiry always. But what type of thing? But give a widest shape of your inquiry. Where you are. Who are you? Where you are. How we were to go. This is our dire necessity for our own purpose. We can't avoid. And that inquiry, if continued, we come to this level of thought. Brahma Paramatma Bhagavan. The Bhagavan inquiry, that is the highest search for Sri Krishna reality, the beautiful. A natural necessity within us for our own interest, can't avoid. a sane man, a man who does not want to deceive him, he can't avoid search for Krishna for his own best benefit, the most general thing. Kapavartnechara. To inquire for happiness, Rasu Visho, inquire for our best comfort. This is the general question. This should be the only question of the whole animation. Search for Krishna. Searching for the highest form of ecstasy. Read and cry. What have I done? What is my necessity? And how I am passing my days? Repent. Cry. I have passed my days uselessly. I am a traitor to my own self. I am committing suicide. I am going to commit suicide. Complain against yourself and your so-called friends. We have nothing to do here. Read and cry. Do what does. Progress in the right way. Or you are inviting your death. The general tenor of life of all existence will be this. In the most scientific way, search for Sri Krishna or reality to be good. That is the ever found highest goal of humanity, not only, but all animation. Then, I'm all problems are combined here. All problems, they are all harmonized. All the problems. So no complaint against this attempt can be normal. Deviation from this general instruction, the general call, all false, unnecessary, and even doing what is this, injurious. So this is the truth, the necessity of everyone, wherever there is animation. The most generalized march, call for such march, most grand, extensive, and a friendly call to the all, to the whole of the world, the only call, march towards Krishna. The only call, all should be silenced. All other topics should be silenced, should be stopped. And if this call remains, the real welfare of the world remains. Everything remains. Tasmin jati, sarvamidam vijnanam, tasmin prapti, sarvamidam praptam bhavati. Tad vijish. So comprehensive call. Gaur-hari-gaur-hari-gaur-hari-gaur-hari-gaur-hari-gaur-hari-gaur-hari-gaur-hari-gaur. No sectarianism is here. apparently it may be thought sectarian by the abnormal thinking. But every normal thinking that is the most general, universal thing you are dealing with. Thought for Sri Krishna, march towards divine domain. Universal march towards divine domain. Save yourself, back to home. Back to God, back to Godhead. Call. Back to home. We are quarreling in the foreign land, or fictitious again. Save them and take them all home. Only by the grace of that absolute it is possible to a certain extent. The wave coming from there to take us home. Home knowing man can only give us such news and can take us there, the home knowing man. So the call comes from the home. The origination of this call is from the home. I close here.